You want the marriage for the purpose of the king. God will make it happen. I will show you a scripture in a few minutes from now. If it is going to serve his interest, God will bring a man even tomorrow. But the problem is, you want him because people are laughing at you. You want him because you feel lonely. You want him because you feel like it's not making sense. You are tired. I'm tired of being alone. God, give me a man. I'm aging. But if it's for the king's, if it's for the king's business, my friend, your head will swim. Things will happen very fast. Now, I'm going to show you something here as I'm giving you a little bit of revision as an emphasis. Because tonight you're going to understand and you're going to be at a position when you say, I need this, it will just happen. Oh my God. When you say, I need this to be done, it will just what? It will just happen. So we are trying to remove what has been hindering you from operating with the divine urgency and acceleration. Have you seen where a person says, in the name of Jesus Christ, come out? A demon will be struggling. Healing, be healed. A person doesn't be healed. Because the healing that is going to happen there, God knows that it will be you actually saying, I did it. You will tell the whole world, imagine the day you gonna pray for a person in the wheelchair and say, rise up and walk, and the person will jump up. Ah, my friend, the whole world will know it. You even are now gonna start hunting for people in the wheelchairs in town. So tonight I can hear you right now. You're even having attitude. Look at you. Stay. But God knows. So what blocks people from operating to a level where they can say be healed and the person is healed? What blocks? What hinders people from saying, Lord, I need this to be done. I need a financial breakthrough. And does it happen? What blocks you from getting straight things? Now, I told you that in the kingdom of heaven, God wants his things to be done fast, quickly, and not slowly. So there are types of speed, and each speed requires an attention from you. The first speed, which I gave you, is haste. God wants you to get into a level where you can do things in a haste for him, for the king. To a level whereby you know you prioritize achievements for his glory. Yes, sir. More than anything. I want to do this for the king. I want to do this for the king. Are you here?
Yes.
In that doing, when God sees how urgent you are taking his matters, he also reciprocates with urgency. I'm talking to somebody right here. The reciprocal, rather, the same urgency that you receive from God, it is due to your urgency. You are handling his matters. You cannot expect God to handle your matters with his speed while you are very slow for his things. Every person who's here and who's watching me right now must first understand that you have got a divine mandate. You have a calling God gave you to do and to achieve. Whether it's on pulpit or it's a financial mandate that God raised you up to support his ministry with money. Whatever mandate that God gave you, he wants you to treat it with a haste. Handle it in haste and he will handle you with the same. I'm talking to somebody right here. So we have people Who all they want is God to answer them, God to do this for them, God, without even saying, God, what do you want me to do for your kingdom? And the reason why God will give you finances, it is how fast you are moving for his glory. I'm talking to somebody, right? And we said in 1 Samuel 21 verse 8, David said, because the king's business required haste. So David, from the scripture, spoke to Ahimelech. Is there not here a hand or spear or a sword? So there was a battle. Am I talking to somebody here? Yes, if David took just a few minutes delay, the enemies could have swallowed up, yes, God's people. And David, he left his sword, he left his spear, and he rushed. He was in a haste and went to Ahimelech and said, where are the enemies? I want to handle them now. They should not attack God's people. I want to handle them now. And Ahimelech said, where is your spear? He said, you know what? I was so much fast because the king's business requires what? So I even left my weapons because I had to rush here. I'm talking to somebody here. Sometimes it's not about the money you have. It is about the action you have. Sometimes it's not about the preaching you want to do. It is about how fast. I'm talking to somebody, right? So David, he arrives and he says, where the enemy? I want to handle the enemy. Who wants to suffocate the people of God? Who wants to challenge? Where is the enemy? Sir, but you left the weapon. I left it at home. Can you give me yours? I was in haste. And guess what happened? There was a victory. God gave them victory very quickly. Do you understand why? Because if you are fast, God will be fast. Are you still here? Speed number two. We looked at divine acceleration. In this one, you are not just sitting there. No. Things are happening, but they are slow. Some here. But now, if you are driving a car and then you add more pressure, that's acceleration. You're putting more, and the car begins to move more faster. It was already moving, but it begins to move more faster. God has the ability to make things move that way. I know there are some projects you are doing. I know there are some things they are happening, but they are slow. Yes. But tonight, by the divine decree, yes, things will begin to accelerate. Yes. Now, speed number one is what? Haste. Speed number two? Divine acceleration. Speed number three? It's called speed of compression. 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 This prophetic compression, it is where God makes things compressed. To compress means to squeeze. It's a big building. To compress it to become a small building. God will compress your time. Are you here? God will compress what? God, he can make things which were supposed to happen in 50 years compressed into one day. It's a prophetic compression. The scripture says in Romans 9:8, for he will finish the work. How will he finish it? And cut it short. Do you know the meaning of cutting it short? It was supposed to take how? Long. It was supposed to take long. But then he cast it short. Are you here? God is about to cut short events around you. In the book of Mark 13, verse 20. And unless the Lord had shortened those days. You didn't hear. Karabasha takapa. Read it. He says what?
And unless the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, who he chose, he shortened the days.
So God has been doing these things for a long time. There are people that God said, in other words, let's just give this example. Jesus was supposed to come now, to be born now. Let's use that example. Are you here?
Oh, yes.
Let's use this example. Now, he sees people that if I will not be born earlier, all these other people will not know about Jesus. Then they cut the short and they make Jesus appear quicker. I know you're not getting it. Now, read that in NIV. Can you read it?
If the Lord had not cut short those days, no one would survive. But for the sake of the elect, whom he has chosen, he has shortened them.
Now, I want you to see this statement. Are you seeing why God cut the time short? For the sake of his people. Now, do we now agree that God can only cut the time short, can only make things faster when it will serve his interest? Do we agree now? So if your business has to move faster, it has to serve his purpose. If your marriage has to move faster, it has to serve his purpose. For the sake of his people, he cut the time short. Say with me, I dedicate everything I have in the presence of Almighty. May they save God. God has no interest of humans. He has interest of his purpose and his kingdom. As long as what you want to serve his name, he will hear you. God is willing to do anything for his kingdom. Some here. God can compress them. Romans 9:28. Read it again.
For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness. Because the Lord will make a short work upon the earth.
Now, I've told you this, right? That God can only do things happen quicker if they will save, if they are for his business. In Isaiah 62, verse 1, the scripture says,
hey, for Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace.
So, why would God do it
for Zion? Zion's sake.
And what is Zion? It's the church. The Bible says we have come to Mount Zion, a city of the living God. Zion is the church. God says, for the sake of Zion, I'm telling you, God says, as long as it is my church, I will not hold my peace. As long as what you are trying to do, it will promote his kingdom, he will come through for you. If you are sick and you're about to die, and he said, God, if you heal me here, I will save you. God, for the sake of his church, he will come through and take you out of the bed. And he said, I'm not going to allow you to die because you are important in my kingdom. As long as that relationship will serve God. No, this marriage, no. I won't allow the enemy to touch. God is willing. Read the scripture. It says what? It says,
for Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace.
Imagine.
And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until her righteousness goes forth like a brightness and her salvation like a lamp that burns.
God will not stay quiet for two things. One, Israel. Two, the church. Are you here? Israel and the church. Look at the church. How many people fight us? What happens? Where are some people there? For Zion, for the church, I will not hold my peace. Now imagine if your business is for the church. Imagine if what you want to do, you want to build churches for the kingdom. Imagine if what you want to do, you want to promote, you want to support the poor. God said, I want to hold my peace. You want to do this for me? I want to hold my peace. I prophesy. You will receive speed. Say in the mighty name of Jesus. I receive speed. Things will be compressed. Time will be compressed. Can you imagine God cutting the time short? They're cutting it. Like, no. The time is too long. The Bible says God will cut it short. Like, no. This time is too long. Then God coming and cutting the time short. Like, no. It has to happen now. Bah, for the sake of his kingdom. He will cut the time short for you. So I'm here. God doesn't just finish things. He compresses them. He compresses timelines. Compression is when the result of years appears in days. Results of so many years appears. Like you're supposed to have them after so long in a short time. Boom. Like, what did you do? May God help you. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. I know there are things that are happening around you. Even others are laughing at you. But the heavens is about to shock them. Things that could take years will just take days. Receive in the name of Jesus. Anybody who says I receive, you just got it now. Speed number four. This one is known as speed of expedition. Expedition. The other word we can use, the speed of immediately. The immediate speed. Immediate. Somebody say immediate. Immediate. This one is very common in the Bible. Am I telling somebody right? You see, the most important thing to understand the Bible is when an angel visited Mary and said that you will conceive, it didn't take years, eh? Oh, are you here, somebody? We need this kind of speed, isn't it? Yes. When Jesus touched somebody and says, see. There was no, no. When he touched the person with the leprosy, the Bible says immediately, leprosy disappeared. We want this kind of things happening around you. I'm trying to remove religion. Religion, I rebuke you out of this person's mentality. You need to be very prophetic. Check the scripture. In the Bible, in the book of John 6:21,
then they willingly received him into the boat, and immediately the boat was at the land where they were going.
Did you hear that? Now, so this is a moment when there was a storm and Jesus was praying at a mountain. They left him. So Jesus began to walk on water, and there was a storm. And Peter said, if you are the Messiah, let me also walk. And he began to walk. You know that story? Where he began to sink? And Jesus helped him out. And Jesus also entered what? The boat. Amidst the storm, the Bible says immediately the boat arrived. You're not getting it. Even if there was a storm, immediately. This kind of speed. The immediate arrival. Hey. Immediately, promotion comes. Are you here, somebody? Now read again. Maybe you didn't hear. Just read again.
Then they willingly received him into the boat. And immediately the boat was at the land where they were going.
Jesus bypassed the storm and the distance. With this type of speed, we bypass problems and time. It doesn't matter how many problems you're having right now. I don't care the storm you are facing. When this speed will come upon you, you will bypass the whole system. If you're following, raise up a hand. Some following prophet. Jesus bypassed the storm and the distance. There is an anointing for immediate arrival. Immediate arrival in business. There's an anointing in immediate arrival in ministry. Immediate arrival in your projects. I prophesy immediate arrivals. I said immediate arrivals. A kind of speed that even you say, I'm already. See, there are some of you, there are destinies you want to arrive. If I can get there, if I can do this, if my things can be there, if my things, there's an anointing of immediate arrival. You see, when you read the Bible, you just know, and immediately they arrived. And you continue reading another scripture. No, understand the scripture. It says, the moment he entered the boat, the Bible says, the moment he entered the boat, immediately they were on the other side. And you are still waiting. Are you okay? Say it's over.
It's over.
Say the king's business requires haste.